Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the CQP. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we love for you folks stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here on the C2P platform. And today we're going to be just joined with the standout, Quan Hampton, the receiver from Northern Iowa, began his career at Kansas as a Jayhawk, and now he's preparing himself for the 2023 NFL draft. Quan, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
I'd say it's been this afternoon is the same as the last afternoons for the last, like, 4 weeks. You know, it's just a grind, and I finally get a little time off for the rest of the day. But it's been a good afternoon, though.
And that grind you're talking about as you prepare for your pro day on March 20th, kind of take us into what training's like. I mean, when do you arrive, and how grueling is it for you?
So I say we started probably about – I came out to Dallas – maybe 2 weeks before training started. I started training on like the 16th of January, I want to say, but I was here a couple weeks early just to get, you know, acclimated, start lifting and stuff before we actually started training. But, you know, the main focus during this training for me is getting my feet back under myself. So basically working on like my explosiveness and controlling my quickness. So, I mean, it's been a grind, you know, it's just an everyday thing, having to mix up, you know, lifts with the runs, with the skill sessions, but I mean, it'll pay off, it'll all be worth it.
It is, and for a guy like yourself, I'm curious, I assume that would be the case, but growing up, I mean, were you the kid, 3 or 4 touchdowns every game in Pop Warner, basically Quan Hampton up the middle, Quan Hampton to the right, Quan Hampton to the left?
Yeah, like growing up, that was like, I was always known to be like one of the fastest. So it was just, I played every position, you know, so like get the ball in my hands. So yeah, pretty much that's how it was growing up.
Fair enough. And it's, well, hey man, it's led you to this year. You're a 2023 draft prospect. So that speed and that ability is, it's genuine and it's worthy of accolades. So kind of take us through the process. So you're doing your thing in high school. I assume you're playing wide receiver or you have the ball in your hands. How do you end up being, going to Kansas?
Yeah. So actually I was a running back when I was in high school and then I got, you know, I was small. I've always been small. So they ended up putting me at fifth string running back. And I knew that, like, if I just got the ball in my hands, I'll be able to, you know, stand out. So that's why I switched to receiver around, like, my junior year. Like, sophomore, junior year, I switched to receiver. So anyways, how I ended up at Kansas is because played a game against a team in our conference called Marshall. And I ended up having 2 interceptions at DB. So I guess the Kansas coaches was going to that high school to recruit some players there, and they asked if they knew of any other players, and they mentioned my name, and that's what brought Kansas to, you know, that's what put me on the radar. And I also had a cousin who played for my head coach when I was at Kansas. He played for me at A&M, and that kind of led to it also.
And lo and behold, you're here. Great stuff. Now, I believe I'm correct, and I always admire it. You played as a true freshman at Kansas, correct?
Yeah, so I started every game my freshman year until I got, like, a little tweak in my knee. And that's when I had to, like, basically shut it down my freshman year.
So how does a kid – out of all the stuff you guys amaze me with, I always am most impressed with a high school kid especially going to a Big 12 program. I mean, you know, this is big-time football. You're not going to – and it doesn't matter, but, I mean, you were playing in Power 5 conference football here. What was that transition like for you, Quan? I mean, you made it look easy, but was it?
Honestly, so, like, at that age, you don't really know a lot. So it's just get out there and play football. You know what I mean? Like, everything's – even though everything is, like, going fast in your head because you don't really understand the game yet and you don't really, like, you just want to have fun. So, I mean, it was easy, but I wasn't the freshman I could have been because I didn't really understand the game that well. You know what I mean?
Okay. Fair enough. But then you do your thing, and then, you know, a couple years at Northern Iowa where you said that you got tackled by a coach when you're here at Youngstown. We'll have to get to that later in the show. So, it's Youngstown. We try to do our best here in the Valley. For you, Quan, I ask this of all the guys that come on our program. If you're in the film room, you're with these teams, and they're breaking down your tape, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those traits and abilities that are going to get their attention, and they're going to have to bring you aboard their 53-man roster?
So I think the main thing will be is that I understand defenses. You know what I mean? So, like, I know how to – in the zones, I know how to find them holes. And when it's man-to-man, I know how to open up, you know, the person beside me. You know, I know which releases to take and when not to take them because I know what could, you know, basically mess up the whole concept. So – and then when it comes to, like, being able to get open, I know how to create separation. You know, when I get the ball in my hands, I'm going to make a play. So I think that's the main thing. And then, like, I'm a guy that, like, you can put anywhere. Like, I can go to the backfield. I can go slot. I can go outside. And there it will be a mismatch. You know what I mean? So it's just being able to be so versatile and being able to play all over the field is, I think, that's my advantage.
What's it like going up against you? Say it's 3rd and 8, and there's a DB lined up against you. Are you chatty? Are you quiet? Kind of take us through what it's like lining up against Quan Hampton.
Nah, so honestly, like, so growing up, I used to always chat, but then I realized, like, when you chat, it kind of knocks me off my game. You know, it kind of slowed me down. Like, those, because all details matter. Every little detail matter. And, like, when you chat, most likely, you know, you might not come off the ball as fast as you can. But basically, like, if you're going against me on a 3rd and 8 or whatever situation you just named, your cleats better be tied up, you know, because I'm not going to do much talking. I'm going to just make sure I get the job done.
Fair enough. Once again, Quan Hampton, the standout Northern Iowa receiver, began his career at Kansas here on the C2P. If you folks ever miss any of these shows and they're in their entirety, you know they're free and available at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find our featured guest. This is your show, Quan, and we do know NFL folks listen in. What could go unnoticed about your game that they need to know about? You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior. Maybe you're a film junkie. Maybe some of the systems that you ran at Kansas and Northern Iowa didn't allow you to showcase certain skills, but this is your platform, and we want them to know as much about you as we can.
Yeah, most definitely. So I would say, like, you know, my college career was very bumpy, you know, because 1 year I got this head coach, next year I got another head coach, then I got another OC. So, like, I was never in an established system my years in college. So I feel like I was never able to, you know, get comfortable and just – be a part of a system that allowed me to be, you know, show off my skills and my talent. So I feel like I haven't really even been able to show, like, everybody what I could do. And that's what I'm so excited about, because I know if I get that opportunity, when I get that opportunity, I got a lot I really haven't even exposed yet. And, after I transferred to Northern Iowa, I did become – team captain, you know, and it was not much talking that led me to be a team captain. No, it was because of the way I work. You know, I'm known for working and leading by example. So, I mean, that's really the biggest thing is, you know, being able to. So, also with having all those different coaches and different, you know, I'm used to changes now. So I know how to adapt. Like I had my last coach, Coach Gans, he was a quarterback at Nebraska, you know, so I learned that he was my receiver coach though. So I learned the game from a quarterback perspective. And I think they gave, you know, that just gave me a boost. So I understand the game on a different level now than just being like a wide out or in the backfield.
Very well said. I love it. I love it. How about this one? For you, we're not saying you're as good as this person in the NFL, but do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level?
You know, like, honestly, Wes Welker, I mean, I know he don't really play anymore, but I used to get a lot of comparisons to him, you know. And, like, Edelman,
mm-hmm.
you know, the top, you know, just guys that, you know, guys that you just want to get the ball in their hands.
Well, and fair enough. I mean, yeah, with your size and your ability, I mean, yeah, I think it's – I mean, I think everyone would kind of, you know, slot you into that type of role. But nonetheless, a fabulous role to unearth, if you will. Quan, listen, man, we're almost out of time. It's been a pleasure having you on. But we always like to have a little bit of fun before we end our program. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's get it.
All right. Now, you could pick either school. You could pick Northern Iowa or Kansas. What coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you or your teammates or anyone got caught doing this during practice, you might catch some hell.
I would have to say, damn, who would it be? I would have to say Coach Atif Austin. And he would always, like, once I transferred to Northern Iowa, I'd always be, like, I'd stand in front of a line, say, if the offense was going and he wanted everybody behind, like, the 25 or 20, I'd always be the guy to just stand in front to see if he would, you know, to see if he would react the same way every day until it got to a point where, like, yeah, he was serious. So I'd say he was big about not standing over the line.
I love it. How about this particular question? Are we more likely to see you as the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
Oh, man. I'd probably say the leader of a boy band. Would I be singing?
Hey, it's your band. I mean, you'd probably be singing and dancing, I'd assume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably me right there.
I love it. And as we approach the draft, it will be quickly approaching, I should say. I assume that weekend, you're going to be with family and friends waiting to hear your name called or finding out where you're going to land. Who's the best cook in your family, Quan? And what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate your next journey into the National Football League?
My Uncle Longworth, you know, he fishes. All he does is fish. And he got the best fish ever, man. So it'll probably have to be him and his fish.
I love it. Well, he is on the clock for fish. And, Quan, you are on the clock for the 2023 NFL Draft. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we appreciate you sharing some of your very busy day with here on the C2P.
Most definitely, man. Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime. Once again, that is Quan Hampton, the standout from Northern Iowa. Began his career at Kansas, started as a true freshman, impact player. Lots to love about this kid, and he's an explosive playmaker. He's one of those guys in space that he's, you know, at, like they say, you know, you can put him in a phone booth and you're not going to catch him. That type of shiftiness, that type of quickness that few have, and he does possess those qualities. So all our best to him, and a big shout-out for his March 20th Pro Day, where he kind of really sets this thing on fire. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.